So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuvah of the Week. And we're going to be focusing on an important issue regarding Hilchot Shabbat and one of the big differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim regarding Hilchot Shabbat, and that is when somebody does Melachan Shabbat B'Shogeg, does it by mistake, can we benefit from that Melacha on that day? So, for example, somebody doesn't know that a Melacha is Asur. He was shogeg, he made a mistake, he didn't do it deliberately. So are you allowed to benefit from it on that day? A couple of concrete examples. Somebody juiced oranges, made orange juice on Shabbat. They didn't realize you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Are you allowed to benefit from that on Shabbat? If somebody, let's say, something that can come up even more, doesn't realize you're not allowed to stir the food that's on the fire on Shabbat. Stirring that food is bishul. You are hastening the cooking process. He stirs it up. The food's not fully cooked. It's on the plata. It was placed there before Shabbat. But while the food's cooking, he stirs it up. Is that person is violated Bishul on Shabbat? Let's say he didn't realize it. He did it Bishogeg. Is it Asur to benefit from or not? So let's discuss the background information. So if he did it deliberately, B'mezid, it's clearly Asur. It's a Isur Dindra, it's a Dindra Banan. It is a Knas. It is a penalty that Chazal impose on if somebody has violated Shabbat deliberately. You cannot have benefit. Nobody could have benefit from it on that day. Then the question becomes as follows: whether this prohibition, this knas, this penalty that Chazal made, that you can't benefit from melacha that was done on Shabbat, does that only apply if it was done b'mezid, or does it even apply if it was done b'shogeg? So this is a great machloket amongst the Tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, two big Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And this debate rages in many places in Shas. And this debate actually continues to rage ad hayom hazeh. It's not really fully resolved. Let's see how this plays out. So Rabbi Meir believes that the gezeirah of shogeg is not made. It's a Chazal said the knas, the penalty, is imposed if it was done if the melacha was done b'mezid, not b'shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda says the knas, the penalty, applies even if it was done b'shogeg. So who do we follow? So the Rishonim have a big battle about this. The Geonim, the Rif, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, rule lachmir like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is, we are gozer, shogeg atu mezid. There's no difference between mezid, shogeg. Still, it is, you cannot benefit from it on Shabbat. The juice was juice on Shabbat. The food that was, the chamin that was stirred on Friday night or any time on Shabbat, then cannot have benefit from it on Shabbat. Can't. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. However, Tosfot follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir that the gezerah, the kenas, the penalty applies only to when the melacha is done b'mezid, but not b'shogeg. So that's a big machloket rishonim. Tosfot against the Rambam and the Rif and the Geonim. Well, who does the Shulchan Aruch rule? We already actually said it. The Shulchan Aruch follows, not surprisingly, the Rambam, Rif, and the Geonim. This is the derech of Shulchan Aruch. He's going to go 2 out of 3. Rambam, Rif, Rosh. So you have the Rambam, the Rif, like Rabbi Yehuda, follows Rabbi Yehuda. Now here, the Rama is silent. The Rama doesn't say anything, doesn't object. So it seems that he would agree as well. So it seems there's nothing to talk about. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. But nonetheless, if you look in the comments of the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon of Vilna already says that now we pass to follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the more lenient view that the Knas only applies to B'mezid and not to Shogeg. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can rely on this in case of significant need. So let's say you are the chamin with didn't realize and he stirred it up, or he was not fully cooked yet and the pot was uncovered and he covered the pot. He violated Shabbat. He hastened that cooking of the food. B'shogeg, now you're going to need that chamin. What are you going to do without the chamin? You're not going to have hot food on Shabbat afternoon. Now the centerpiece of the meal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Makom Tzorach, that you can be lenient. Okay, so what does this mean for Sfaradim? So Sfaradim don't have this Mesorav, the Mishnah Berurah, of the Vilna Gaon. You have the Rambam, Geonim, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch. Well, so what do we follow? So this is, and what about if it's makom tzorach? Okay, juice is one thing, but it's quite another. When we're talking about the whole chamin, I mean, if somebody covered the chamin on Friday night, someone stirred the chamin, so that means we can't have any benefit from it. The centerpiece of the meal is going to be missing. So Yaku Yosef is machmir. He says, look, we Chasvaradim accepted the horaot of Maran, even makom tzorach, even in case of need. And he said, look, it's not the end of the world. So you don't have the chamin, you don't have the centerpiece of the meal, you eat other things. It's not the biggest tzorach in the world. And there's no need, there's no right. We don't have a right. Sfaradim do not have the right to adopt the lenient view. So argues the Yakut Yosef. However, a sefer called Menuchat Ahava. Now, this is a sefer written by an underrated Sephardic posek. His name is Rav Moshe Levi, who lived from 1960 to 2001 and tragically died at a very, very young age. But he wrote a number of very, very important Sfarim. He wrote Menuchat Ahava on Hilchot Shabbat. It's a multi-volume series, a very important sefer. But he disagrees with Yaakov Yosef in many situations. Here, Menuchat Ahava, he also wrote Hilchot Brachot, and a few other areas of halakha as well. Very important voice of Moshe Levi, 1960 to 2001, Zekra Tzedik Livracha. So Menuchat Ahava is lenient even for Sfaradim, Makom Tzorach, just like the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon. But the Yaakov Yosef is quite strict about this. He says, no, that's not right. He says, he says not such a great need, and Sfaradim have accepted Maran even makom tzorach, even a case of need. So this is an interesting ongoing debate between the Menuchat Ahava and the Yakut Yosef. Now what's interesting is the Yakut Yosef has carved out room to be lenient regarding two areas. Even though it follows Rabbi Huda, normally you can follow Rabbi Meir in the following two situations in case of need. Let's say if someone did violate Shabbat b'shogeg, but was only nisur d'rabanan. So let's say squeezing orange juice, that's on midrabanan. So midoraita, squeezing juice, is only applied as etim and anavim, only if it's olives and grapes. So if it's oranges, that's not asur, it's only asur midrabanan. So somebody by mistake made b'shogeg, made orange juice. So says Yaakov Yosef, when it comes to Nisur Drabanan, then even Sfaradim can follow Rabbi Meir. So says already the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Halacha, that even the Shulchan Aruch, who rules like Rabbi Yehuda, that's only if someone Bishogeg did a Nisur Doraita, such as cooking up the food and stirring the food or cooking the food on Shabbat. But us making orange juice is an example, something that's only asur drabanan. Very, very, very interesting exception. Here's another, even more interesting exception. And this he only believes you can rely on in case of serious need. Let's say someone b'shogeg, he stirred up the food. He did an isur doraita. But when did he stir up the chamin? When did he stir, or when did he cover the chamin? He did it when it was still day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So in other words, for Rabbeinu Tam, 58 minutes after sunset is still considered to be day. Now, this is something that we don't follow this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. We've accepted the Geonim, but here you can be lenient. You can combine the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Tosfot, Vilna Gaon, and Bir Halacha with Rabbeinu Tam. In a case of great need, one could be lenient. So the bottom line, at least according to Yaku Yosef, is Sfaradim, follow Rabbi Meir. The penalty applies even if you're dealing with an Isur, even done B'Shogeg. We make two exceptions. If the Malacha was done in the time of Rabbeinu Tam, when it's still Erev Shabbat according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it's a case of great need, and when the Isur that was done B'Shogeg was an Isur Drabanan. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and griyut.